Let us now turn to the scriptures. We will be reading from Isaiah 66 today. May God bless us in the reading of his word. As a mother comforts a child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. And this is the word of our God. Thanks be to God. Today we are blessed to have Reverend John speak to us from the verse we have just read, and may God touch our hearts to receive from his message a mother's love, a reflection of God's heart. Reverend John, please.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yes, it's still 11:56, and so good morning, church family. And today is a special day, a day set aside to honor the women who have loved us, nurtured us, and taught us more about the heart of God, our mothers. Mother's Day is not only a celebration of motherhood, but also a beautiful opportunity to look at how God's love is often reflected through a mother's heart. God, in his infinite wisdom and compassion, compares his own love to that of a mother. In Isaiah 66, verse 13, he says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." Now, think about that. When God wanted to express the depth of his tenderness, his gentleness, his nearness, he pointed to a mother's embrace. You, mothers, are living reminders of God's heart. Your hands soothe pain, your words speak life, your presence brings peace, your sacrifices mirror a love of a God who never leaves, never stops giving, never stops loving. In your comfort, God nature is revealed. When you stay up late just to listen to your child's worries, God is seen. When you hold your family together in seasons of hardship, God is reflected. When you comfort others even while needing comfort yourself, God's Spirit is at work through you. I will highlight four aspects of mother's love, but before I do so, let's commit to the Lord the following time and asking him to bless it. Father, once again we come before you thanking you for your word. And Lord, we know how needful and how vital, how blessed it is to be walking in the light of your truth. And God, thank you for your Spirit that helps us to do that. And we pray, O God, that you help all of us, especially the mothers, as we commemorate Mother's Day, to really, for the mothers to live out this blessed role that you have given to them, and that honors you, and the community walking alongside them to their support and encouragement honors you as well. So bless our hearing and empower our doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The first aspect, a mother's love is sacrificial. A mother's love is sacrificial. John 15, verse 13, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples to prepare them for his impending arrest and death. He made the ultimate sacrifice when he offered his life on the cross for his disciples and humanity. Sacrifices reveal the depth of one's love, the willingness to give up something valuable for the benefit of another person is a strong indicator of the intensity of that love. It demonstrates a willingness to put the needs of and well-being of another above one's own. A woman lays down her life when she becomes a mother. She embarks on another journey of sacrifice upon the onset of pregnancy. A mother's sacrifices are some of the most powerful expressions of love in this world. From the moment she conceives her child, a mother begins to give her time, her energy, her sleep, and often her own dreams, all to ensure her child is safe, nurtured, and loved. She goes without, you know, so her child can have, right? Bears burdens silently so her child can smile, and continues to give even when no one is watching. These daily, often unnoticed sacrifices are not acts of duty, but of deep, enduring love. Through her selflessness, a mother shows us what sacrificial love looks like in action. Allow me to share some concrete, relatable examples of what a mother's sacrifice looks like in real life. She has to deal with interrupted sleep, and we know how agonizing that is, you know. She wakes up multiple times during the night to feed a newborn or a sick child, putting her own rest aside for the comfort of her child. Giving up personal time, she sets aside hobbies, leisure, or even career ambitions to be present with her children, helping with homework, accompanying her child to external classes, or just being available. Make additional sacrificial financial commitments. She starts saving up for her child, setting aside a portion for the child's needs, and some mothers may even need to take on extra work, you know, to do this. She makes emotional investment. She carries the emotional weight of her children's struggle, staying strong for them during heartbreaks, failures, and growing pains, even when her own heart is tired. Delayed dreams. Some mothers pause or change careers, skip further education, or miss out on travel and other goals to focus on their children's needs first. Endless patience in teaching. I think a lot of mothers can resonate with that, right? She teaches basic things, how to walk, talk, read, pray, repeating herself endlessly without applause or even resentment, right, from her children. You know, my mom is so naggy every time, you know. Her patience shapes the foundation of her child's life, being the safe place. Even when she is exhausted or going through her own storms, she remains the rock, offering a hug, a warm meal, or just a listening ear when her child needs it most. These daily acts, though simple, are profound. They are how a mother quietly lays down her life in love, just like Christ taught us to do. A mother's willingness to give up her own comfort for the sake of her children mirrors the heart of Christ, who gave himself up for us. Second, a mother's love is patient and kind. A mother's love is patient and kind. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Motherhood teaches a woman patience like almost nothing else can. Mothers walk beside their children through every stage. the stubborn toddler years, the tumultuous teenage years, and even into adulthood. Kindness and patience are not always easy, but mothers embody them with grace, teaching their children about God's long-suffering love as a result. So let's look at some examples of a mother's patience. Right, teaching over and over again. A mother teaching her toddler to tie their shoes, repeats the same instructions day after day. She watches little fingers fumble, knots tangle, and frustration build, but never rushes. She calmly encourages them, saying, "You're doing great. Let's try one more time." Right. Her patience teaches not just skills, but confidence. Waiting through the seasons, a mother prays patiently for her rebellious teenager, even when the child pulls away. She doesn't lash out or give up. She waits with a heart full of hope, believing that love will win in the end. She keeps the door and her heart open, ready for the day her child comes home. Gentle in chaos. Even when the house is in a mess, dinner is burning, and three children are crying at once, a patient mother doesn't explode in anger. She breathes deeply though, speaks softly, and takes one moment at a time. Her calm becomes the peace in the storm. And here are some examples of kindness. Hearing with simple acts. A child comes home from school, discouraged, after a hard day. The mother doesn't brush it off. She listens attentively, warms up their favorite snack, or offers a hug. That simple act of kindness reminds the child, you are safe, you are seen, you are loved. Kind words in failure. When her child fails a test or loses a game, the mother doesn't shame. She says, "This doesn't define you. Let's learn from it and try again." Her kindness teaches grace in the face of defeat. Celebrating little things. When a child shows her crayon drawing, scribbled and messy, she smiles, praises the effort, and proudly puts it on the fridge. You know, the kindness says, what matters to you matters to me. Third, a mother's love is compassionate and protective. A mother's love is compassionate and protective. Isaiah 49, verse 15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. This verse uses a mother's instinctive, compassionate care as the highest example of human of love. So, let me say this again. Right, this verse uses a mother's instinctive, compassionate care as the highest human example of love. So powerful. So powerful that God uses it to illustrate His own unfailing love for His people. It speaks to the depth and constancy of a mother's protective love. A mother, for example, a mother will not stand idly by when her child is threatened. She would certainly act when her child is being bullied in school. She would not turn a blind eye to the things or people that would harm her child. Jochebed, Moses' mother, exemplifies this. She defied Pharaoh's cruel law by hiding her son Moses. She risked everything. And when she could no longer hide him, she placed him in a basket and entrusted him to God. We see that in Exodus chapter 2. Fourth, a mother's love embodies the fear of the Lord. A mother's love embodies the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 31 verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The greatest gift a mother can give is not just her care and provision. It is her faith. When a mother loves God and teaches her children to do the same, she leaves a legacy that will outlast her lifetime. Mothers, your faith matters. Your prayers matter. Your example matters. Even when you feel unseen, God sees you. Even when you feel unappreciated, God is smiling over you. Remember the encounter Jesus had with the Canaanite woman, recorded in Matthew chapter 15 and 7 and Mark 7. This unnamed mother came to Jesus pleading for her demon-possessed daughter to be healed. Despite being a Gentile and initially being met with silence and even a testing response from Jesus, she persisted in faith. "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Jesus then commended her for her great faith and granted her request to have the demon cast out. Her faith wasn't for her own sake, but on behalf of her child. Before I proceed on to the Holy Communion, I invite all of us to recite this poem to bless the mothers in our midst. Okay, the poem is entitled "A Mother's Heart." Let's recite this poem slowly. Okay. All right, on the count of three. Can see, right? Okay. One, two, three. A mother's heart, a well of grace, reflects the kindness of God's face. Through sleepless nights and whispered prayers, her love speaks louder than her cares. Through seasons change, her heart holds fast, a faithful love that built to last. We see in her, both strong and true, a glimpse of how God loves too. A mother's heart, a well of grace, reflects the kindness of God's face. Through sleepless nights and whispered prayers, her love speaks louder than her cares. Though seasons change, her heart holds fast, a faithful love that's built to last. We see in her, both strong and true, a glimpse of how our God loves too.